This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, as President of Joy and lead host of Saturday Magazine, I want to again recognise and thank all those folk who are giving so much personally and professionally on the COVID-19 front lines. You are doing an incredible job. It is difficult. Thank you to all of you. You're making a difference. The pro-vaccination Saturday magazine starts now on Joy 94.9. Official vaccine ambassadors, stay with us. And you know what? Go and get jabbed.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And good morning. We are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre. How good is that? Streaming online at joy.org.au and of course on the Joy app. You can also get us on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. We always welcome feedback from you, our listeners. This is progressive, independent, current affairs from a queer perspective. It is radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca.
And I'm Tassel.
He's Tassel. And my co-host this morning is Tassel, who, like me, is more than a bit fired up about this religious legislation.
Do you think?
And you did hear me correctly, legislation. We also got Paul, who's multitasking on panel. Gordon is getting ready to do our podcast. Fiona's in studio doing our socials. Good morning, Tass. How's your week been?
Macca, it's been a good week. I was out last night. I was at a dinner party.
That's right.
Do you remember those?
I do. I went to a play during the week.
So did I.
Yeah.
What did you see?
Now, it's the Michael Veitch play, and I can't... It's The Journey of the Ticonderoga or something like that. The Hell Ship.
Yeah, Michael, who we interviewed here last week.
Yeah, Hell Ship. Yeah.
And good? Did you enjoy it?
Yes. Look, it's a monologue. About an hour and 10 minutes. And it was just at the right pace and the right amount of information. It was at 45 downstairs, so, you know, quite a small, nice, pleasant venue. We went out beforehand and had some lovely Japanese and took advantage of the midweek City of Melbourne 30% rebate,
mm-hmm,
which was very nice. I like that.
Well,
I like my tax dollars paying for my dinner.
Well, I went to the MTC, Macca,
yep,
and I saw As You Like It, the latest production, and it was absolutely superb. 2.5 hours,
yep,
with a break in the middle, but it was like a big, bold, brassy set, you know.
And nice to beat, nice.
It was fantastic. But I did hear something that has had me chuckling ever since. So this was Thursday night that I was at the theatre, and we had a little bit of an introductory talk by one of the stage managers.
Okay. Oh, we had the same, actually.
And lovely young man who talked about the process of, you know, rehearsing and gearing up and preparing for the show, and they did it all via Zoom.
Right.
Finally, all the actors got together in the studio and they were still Zoom acting. They'd forgotten how to use their arms, their legs and their bodies. It was actually really a funny concept, I thought. So I think for a lot of us who've spent a lot of time online, we're going to have to learn how to re-engage with each other, Macca?
Well, we've sort of learnt that because we've for so long we didn't have guests in the studio, and we've started in the last week or two getting guests in the studio, and it is so much different when they're actually in the studio, isn't it, Tass?
Well, you can engage, and,
yeah,
and you can eyeball them, and you can read body language,
yes,
and facial movements.
Yes, the body language is always interesting, isn't it?
So today we've got mainly people on the phone again, haven't we?
Josh is in the studio.
Well, we've got some in the studio.
Yeah.
The main topic...
One.
Yeah, the main topic is the religious freedom legislation. And no, I'm not lisping.
What do you mean? What do you mean, legislation, Macca?
It's legislation that is designed to wedge.
Right.
And it's working.
It certainly is.
And it's working. So we're going to be speaking with Warren Inch very shortly.
Federal member for Leichhardt and a Liberal member.
Yep, crocodile wrestler. And we're going to be speaking with Josh Burns. We're going to be speaking
with
Anna Brown.
We'll get a Labor perspective.
We're going to be speaking with Nevena Sporoska. So, you know, we are going to be concentrating on this bill because it is very, very important. And we just need, you know, I hope you stay with us because we hope to get some different perspectives on this.
And really try to understand what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still not clear what the problem that the Prime Minister is trying to fix is.
It's an answer in search of a problem.
It's interesting, isn't it?
I mean, I have spoken in the last week, let me count, eight people of faith that I know on different ends of the political spectrum. So, on the left and the right, a couple in the centre. Not one of them sees the need or understands why we need this legislation. They don't think it's needed.
So it's our main topic of conversation today. The other thing, just to finish off, Macca, we are going to talk to Alex Greenwich, who's the out and proud and independent Member of Parliament in New South Wales for the seat of, is it Darlinghurst?
No.
Sydney. Seat of Sydney.
Yeah, so that's the state seat. Tanya Plibersek holds the federal seat of Sydney.
That's right. So he'll talk to us about...
At the moment.
He'll talk to us about the voluntary assisted dying bill that he's been shepherding through the New South Wales Parliament. And Macca, we are going to finish off the show today after your op-ed. It'll be a bit later than usual. But after your op-ed and discussion, we'll finish off with a conversation with Richard Keane.
And we haven't spoken to Richard.
No, it's been a while. But it is World AIDS Day coming up.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Yes, which is also Joy's 28th birthday.
Is that right?
Yes, 28 years. It's not bad, is it?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, moving out of a garage into a shiny purpose built.
I know. It's taken a long time to get to this point. So, let's see. Have we got any messages, Tass?
We have a message from 055 that says, "Hi, Mac and Tassel. Have a great show."
Tassel.
I think that's a reference to an error that Liam made while he was reading the news.
Yes.
So, yeah. Macca, otherwise, your week's been good?
Look, pretty good. As I said, been to the theatre, been out for dinner, had a couple of face-to-face meetings. Remember that episode of Yes Minister where they were talking about the appointment of the Archbishop of Canterbury, and Bernard, who was Hacker's assistant, said, "Yes, we need to have a faith-to-faith meeting."
Faith-to-faith meeting. It's good, isn't it?
I love Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister. I know it's very old now, but, you know, it's still relevant.
Have you read the books?
Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like... Do you ever watch... Or have you ever watched Seinfeld?
No.
Yeah. But Yes Minister, in many ways, it's a very different program, but each time you watch an episode, you pick something different up that you might have missed the last time.
Yeah, no, I've never watched it, Macca.
Yeah.
My partner's watched the whole lot and often refers to them. And in fact...
Well, he would understand what I mean.
Includes them in conversation a bit like you have seen them.
Yes.
I find that a bit annoying.
Yeah, and you're like, I haven't seen
them. No, I haven't.
What was your culinary thing of the week, really quickly?
Oh, well, last night had the most superb rhubarb, homegrown rhubarb and strawberry tart for dessert. It was superb.
Superb. Because your partner's a bit of a... whiz in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's what Ian made. It was very good. Yeah. And I had a superb dinner last night with friends. Roast duck. Can't go past a bit of roast duck. It's got to be cooked well, though.
Oh, yes. It's difficult to cook right.
I've never cooked it myself.
Yeah. All right. Let's have some messages then when we come back. The federal member for Leichhardt, Warren Truss. Warren Truss. My God. Oh, I'm sorry.
Warren Entsch.
Warren Entsch. Warren Truss.
Federal member for Leichhardt.
Warren Truss was the leader of the Nationals. I'm sorry, the other Warren, if you're listening. You'll never forgive me for that.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.